Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Pet World Insider, where we take you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, and share amazing pet stories. Super Zoo 2013 was quite a blast. We met so many great people, and you knew you weren't going to get out of Super Zoo without me at least bringing some pet fashion into the show. Folks, I want to welcome to the show Erin Breig from Ruby's. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much.
I want to say thank you because I discovered you guys, and yet I had been using some of your outfits for a long time. Let's explain to the audience what Ruby's does.
All right. Well, Ruby's is the largest manufacturer and distributor of costumes in the world, and we license many great products like Superman, Batman, Star Wars, Wizard of Oz, Hello Kitty. The list goes on forever, you know. But we've always done pet costumes, you know, and it was part of our regular line. And this is the first year that we are introducing its own separate catalog. We introduced over 100 new items, including accessories, generic costumes, licensed costumes. And we came up with a 38-page catalog this year.
Wow, I love it.
Big for us.
Yeah, well, and you know, I think you guys were setting up when we were walking through, and I made the entire crew stop because I said, ooh, wow, I love this.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
As someone who owns more than 3,000 outfits, I just always seem to find the need for more and more. What are some of the different designs that you have coming out that you think pet parents are going to be excited to see?
Well, of course, I have to say the Superman pet costume. We've always done Superman for pets, but with the movie out this year, Man of Steel, the costume is one of the most popular out of the new line. Other than that, we have a whole program of accessories that are mix and match. So it's a whole bunch of tutus, wings, collars, mini hats, like the cowboy hat, a sombrero, and it's all made to mix and match. The most popular item out of the accessories actually are wigs, which are mohawks. We have an afro, little pink bob wig, and a little rocker bandana set. So if you check it out, you'll see what I mean. But the accessories have been an incredible hit for us this year.
That's great. Yeah, and I did check it out, and I've got to say, I love those. I hate to admit this, and I know the audience groans whenever I do, but I probably have 30, 40 wigs for pets, and now I just am so excited to be adding to that collection. You know, folks, it's just one of those guilty pleasures I have. I really enjoy seeing the pets dressed up, and, you know, I think one thing that's important, too, is, and I think you and I would both agree, you know, there's a time and a place for costumes. And it's not necessarily, hey, an everyday 24/7, but when we do it, it's a lot of fun. And I don't know anybody that's ever come into my studio that has forced the animals to wear costumes. We just don't do that. If the animal shows a disinterest, then fine. We move on. You know, we'll get great, beautiful photos. But I have to say, it's intriguing to me. We will constantly see these pets that are increasingly used to wearing clothing. And there is a real reason for wearing clothing, especially at different times of the year. But now we're seeing more and more of these outfits. And I love this whole new accessory line and the mix and match. The things that you have going are really a lot of fun. And when you get down to it, isn't that what being a pet parent is all about, is having fun and having unique experiences with our pets?
That's the truth, you know, and it's also important to make the items safe and lightweight and wearable. And like you said, it's all about fun at the end of the day. Sometimes we say it's all about just that photo, but and then you take it off, you know, they can't stand it for 2 minutes. But I agree. It's either fun or adorable that has been a hit for us.
Yeah. And one of the things I really love about your outfits is many of the outfits are what I like to call full outfits. They're not just okay, they look great from the back, but then you see the dog sit and the belly and all that is just ignored. You actually have full costumes and full outfits, and I love all that. Let me say thank you, because frankly, sometimes that's a struggle for me. And you also have outfits for all different sizes of pets, and that's another big struggle.
Thank you so much. I'm glad you like what you saw. I'm really excited about the line, and we'll see it out there this Halloween, and hopefully everybody likes it.
Absolutely. Let's make sure they know where they can find more information. Give us your website where our audience can go and check out some of the great things that you have going on.
You can check us out at rubies.com, which is R-U-B-I-E-S, and just put /pet shop, and you'll be brought to the e-catalog.
Wonderful. Well, you can get the products all over the country at many wonderful stores. Folks, I can't say it enough. Have fun with this, all right? Well, I want to say, Erin, thank you again for joining us. We're going to be right back with more great pet parent information, everything you need to know about the pet world, here on Pet World Insider after these messages.
Pet Chats is a greet and treat video phone that lets you be with your pet from anywhere. When you're at work or on vacation, or just feel like checking in, you can connect with your pet from your phone, tablet, or PC. Hear and see each other while apart. Reward them with snacks and sniffs they love. Record and share fun videos. Play even when away. Never miss a moment with Pet Chats. Pre-order yours today at PetChats.com. That's PetChats with a Z.com.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
SlimDoggy.com is a place to go to read about all things related to canine fitness, nutrition, and health. Be sure to download the SlimDoggy app in the App Store as well. With information on over 2,000 dog foods, it tells you how many calories your dog is burning and how much you should feed them to keep them healthy. Visit SlimDoggy.com for more information. Hello, everybody. Robert Semro here with an important question for pet owners. Are you a Pet World Insider? If not, you should be. It's free, and Pet World Insider has a lot of great information for all types of pet owners. We have audio and video segments, as well as a library of great articles from pet experts to help keep you informed about the latest information in the pet world. Visit Pet World Insider online at PetWorldInsider.com.